There's two sayings that I often see on the internet when they're talking about the mindset a person has to have when they come into a program or when they're on their own quitting smoking. The mindsets are, if you know you're going to succeed, well, then you'll succeed, and if you think you're going to fail, then you're going to fail. These are not totally true statements. There are a whole lot of people who think they're going to fail when they quit smoking, if not the majority who think they're going to fail who quit smoking, who really will be able to quit smoking. By the same token, there's a lot of people who just think, oh, once they make up their mind and they just say they're never going to smoke again, that's it, they'll never smoke again. For some people, it'll work. For some people, they'll just, you know, they'll say they wake up one day, they're sick and tired of it, and they're never going to smoke again, and they say it on a day one, and they never look back, and that's it. And I've seen it. I've had 4 or 5 pack-a-day smokers in clinics who made the comment that this is it, no more, and they're never going to want one again. And it worked that way. For the majority of people, though, it doesn't work that way. The first question I asked the first day of my clinics was, who here thinks they're going to quit smoking? And very few people will raise their hands. An interesting phenomena is, though, the people who do raise their hands, and again, sometimes I'll get a few people who raise their hands to that question, you'll often see those people smoking within 24 to 48 hours. And one of the reasons I think this happens is they're not prepared for a rough time if one occurs. You know, they just work with the impression that, oh, it's all in your mind. If you make up your mind you don't want it, well, then you're not going to want them anymore. But we're dealing with a physical addiction, and this addiction can take a course of its own. We don't know what kind of symptoms a person's going to have. If someone comes in expecting trouble, well, if they have it, they're ready for it. If they don't have it, they're pleasantly surprised. But if they come in not expecting problems, and they get them, they may not be psyched up or ready to deal with it. Now, another situation is, I'll sometimes get people coming in like the second or third day who say, there's just, you know, they did it. They made it all day, but there's no way they're going to succeed. I mean, they're really weak people. They'll say this. This is how they're describing themselves. They can't do anything. You know, they can't lose weight. They really can't get into, you know, good relationships. They can't really maintain friendships with people long times. They can't, you know, they're just total mess ups. That's how they look at themselves. They know they're going to fail because they just fail at everything they ever do in life. I mean, this is the way that they'll present themselves. This is the picture they're portraying. And they'll say they know they can't succeed. They didn't smoke at all that day, but they're really weak people, and they know that they can't succeed. They're doing fine. These people have a full potential success because, you know what, right now they've gone 24 hours without a cigarette. And if they're saying this the second day, they've gone 48 hours without a cigarette. I don't care what they're saying about how weak they are and how they can't succeed when they set their mind to do something. Hey, these people are doing it. They're doing fine. If they can just keep going at a day-at-a-time basis, they're going to start to surprise themselves, and at one point maybe start to realize they really are pulling this off. Now, on the same token, I'll get some people coming into a program who just say it day one. Oh, they know they're going to quit. You know, once they make up their mind to do anything, they can do it. This is who they are. These are captains of industry. You know, these are people who have control over everyone in their lives. This is how they view themselves. And they now work with the basis that they know they're going to successfully quit smoking. And sometimes they'll come in and, you know, they'll say, you know, the second day before I get them signed in, because they won't be there for the meeting when this happens, they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, they made up their mind. This is it. They're done. They're never smoking again. Yeah, they had a puff or two today, but they're never going to go back to smoking. They'll never be smokers again. These people aren't getting it. They are working with this false impression. I mean, truly what it comes down to, they think they're stronger than their cigarettes are. They think they can play the game their way. They're just going to smoke one or two, but they'll never be smokers again because they made up their mind. They don't want to be a smoker. This is a drug addiction. And people are not going to win this addiction by being stronger than it. People are going to win this addiction. People are going to take control of their lives by being smarter than the cigarettes are. And this is really a good thing when you think about it, because you're not stronger than your cigarettes. They're very powerful when it comes down to it. People going into ashtrays, taking out butts and smoking them, garbage bags, taking out butts and smoking them, finding, you know, the second or third day of a clinic, there'll be people walking down the street, they'll see a cigarette in the gutter, you know, in the street, amongst puddles, amongst who knows what's in that gutter, and they'll look down and get all excited, like, oh my God, there's two or three puffs left on this. You know, if they had a clean package of cigarettes in their pocket, they wouldn't be thinking this. That would be litter. But when they're, you know, basically without smoking for a few days, and cigarettes all of a sudden present themselves, all of a sudden, there's this, you know, pull that's coming from the, you know, this litter on the ground that they're, you know, almost willing to put it in their mouth at this point in time. This is showing how strong cigarettes are, how strong the grip cigarettes have on the individual can be. So it's kind of frightening when you think about something having this kind of power. But the main issue is you never are going to beat this by having, you know, by being stronger than the cigarettes. You're going to beat it by being smarter than the cigarettes. And considering cigarettes have an IQ of zero, it's not really hard to be smarter than this product if you understand what you're dealing with here. You're not fighting a carton when you're quitting smoking. You're not fighting a case. You're not fighting a million cigarettes. You're fighting a puff. If you don't take that puff, you win the fight. If you take it, it's out the window. You lost at that point in time. If people can understand what it is that they need to be doing, they'll have the game plan. They'll have the roadmap of what they have to do, you know, to get to that destination of successfully quitting smoking. All a person has to do to continue to succeed day after day, working at a day at a time basis, all they need to do, again, is to stick with the commitment that they hopefully made in the beginning was, you know, again, a day at a time. They're just never going to take another puff.